This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was a challenge to India's woman power and has proved to be a death knell for the perpetrators. He was speaking at the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organised on the occasion of the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai Holkar at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal, the capital of Madhya Pradesh, today. The Prime Minister further stated that India will not tolerate any form of proxy war and is determined to respond firmly to such acts of terror.
Operation Sindoor ne dankye ki chot par keh diya hai. कि आतंकवादियों के जरिए छद्म युद्ध प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं चलेगा. अब घर में घुसकर भी मारेंगे और जो आतंकियों की मदद करेगा उसको भी इसकी भारी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी.
The Prime Minister spoke about past societal norms where women often hid their health issues or avoided hospital visits during pregnancy due to concerns of being a burden on their families. He credited the Ayushman Bharat scheme for helping eliminate these barriers by offering free medical treatment of up to 5 lakh rupees, ensuring women receive the health care they need without financial stress. During the event, the Prime Minister inaugurated key infrastructure projects including the Indore Metro's first phase and 2 regional airports, one in Satna and another in Datia. The Datia airport, built on 124 acres, cost 60 crore rupees, while the Satna airport was completed at a cost of approximately 37 crore rupees. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare J.P. Nadda has said that Operation Sindoor has proved that if anyone raises eyes towards India, it will be answered by entering his own house. Mr. Nadda was addressing BJP workers who had gathered near Jaipur to welcome him after reaching Jaipur today. Referring to Operation Sindoor, he said, due to India's action, Pakistan surrendered in 4 days. He said, Indian forces destroyed 9 terrorist hideouts in 22 minutes. Colombia has officially withdrawn its statement that was issued expressing condolences on the loss of lives in Pakistan after Indian strikes during Operation Sindoor. This statement came after a meeting of the all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor with Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of Colombia, Rosa Yolanda Villavicencio, in Colombia. In Jammu and Kashmir, in a historic and pioneering initiative, Indian Railways, in collaboration with the Horticulture Department, has commenced the first ever dedicated cherry cargo movement from Katra Railway Station to Mumbai today. Our correspondent reports that this marks a significant milestone in promoting the horticultural sector of Jammu and Kashmir and enhancing connectivity to major markets. The initiative aims to support local horticulturists by providing them with a reliable and efficient means of transporting perishable goods to distant markets. World No Tobacco Day is being observed globally today to raise awareness against the dangers of using tobacco. The day is a global initiative by the World Health Organization to end the use of tobacco. The theme for this year is Unmasking the Appeal, Exposing Industry Tactics on Tobacco and Nicotine Products, which focuses on highlighting the hidden dangers of tobacco products that come in appealing flavors and packaging. Talking to Akashvani News, pulmonary, critical care and sleep medicine doctor at AIIMS, New Delhi, Karan Madan said, consumption of tobacco in any form is harmful for health.
Smoking is a very big risk factor. Smoking in the form of either cigarette smoking, bidi smoking or other forms of tobacco has lot of health effects, and it ranges from all ages, from small children to older adults. The side effects can include respiratory problems like acute respiratory illnesses in children, respiratory infections, COPD, asthma, and these patients can have a very poor and debilitating quality of life in later stages. Also, it's very important to note tobacco is a very strong risk factor for various cancers.
And with that, we end this news bulletin.